I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Paris's famed Avenue des Champs-Élysées is all lit up for the holiday season. Rings of lights adorn 200 trees. The lights are programmed to cycle through 67 colors, from red and green to blue and 10 shades of white. Now, if all that sounds a bit excessive in these troubled times, don't fret. Organizers say a solar farm in southern France will offset all of the electricity needed to brighten up one of the world's most remarkable streets. Kurt Vermeulen is one of the lighting designers. Kurt, give us a snapshot. What would I see if I took a stroll down the Champs-Élysées tonight?
I think you would be dazzled. The installation that we have put there is called Tree Rings. We start with three rings, hula hoops if you want to, that we have placed around each tree, not all the trees, because there are 588 of them, but 200 of them have this structure around them. And we have an LED strip that goes around each of these rings on the inside and on the outside. And we control them all separately. So that means that we can give a lot of colors, dynamic movement into this installation.
Mm. And I got to say, it's very futuristic. This isn't your conventional lights outlining tree branches motif. I mean, this is more like neon skirt hoops wrapping the trees. What do Parisians think about it?
1 out of 50 was negative and 49 were very good and very positive about it, which is kind of normal because we are doing something quite innovative, a real break with the past that we got so much good reactions actually for us, a very nice thing.
Yeah, and that break with the past, explain that. You're getting all of the energy sourced from a solar farm in southern France?
Yes, indeed we did. From the outset, we wanted to actually put our solar panels on the structure itself, but that was the technology that we were supposed to be using wasn't far enough to be able to get to that point. So in the end, we looked into the compensation story where we have this farm who is during 40 days generating the electricity that we need for the 49 days of the utilization that we have.
These hoops around the trees are illuminated with LED lights. I'm wondering if this more eco-friendly LED light scheme can create the sort of intensity that Parisians are used to during the holidays. I mean, what are the capacities of LEDs to dazzle?
At the moment, we're looking into the third generation of LED lights. So when we say that we are 35% more efficient than last time, it's due to that fact. We are still using the same, LEDs were also used last time with a more static and just white lighting that we had. But this third generation just gives us a lot more luminosity, efficiency for each electrical wattage that you put in there. The fact that we also control it dynamically, we can really create it's almost like a concert show that you see on the Champs-Élysées, and that spread out over the 2.4 kilometers. That is quite amazing.
Now, some people say that LEDs are the wave of the future of lighting. Do you also see this as kind of a marketing ploy for your company?
We use what we need to get our vision across. We still use incandescent lights for some things. We use a lot of LEDs because LEDs are really good and becoming very good. And we use metal halides. It's really just the tool to get your vision across for us.
Kurt Vermeulen, one of the designers of the eco-friendly holiday lights on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
We asked some folks in Paris what they thought of this year's Christmas lights. They gave us mixed reviews.
Oh, they're very nice. I like them, absolutely.
I've just seen it for now, and I think they are quite ugly, maybe because of the crisis.
I think they're very, very nice, yeah. I was expecting a little bit more from it. They don't look all that Christmassy, but they are still very nice.
Despite the fact that you use 40% less energy, they could change the colour and the design.
Gorgeous! Beautiful as it usually is!